A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nhasi muchirongwa Diaspora Forum chatinokurukura zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Achisiche vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezvedenda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 pavanhu vakaongororwa, kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745, uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga, tingati vaoda kusvika 4 million nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19, kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tiri kunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kuburikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori, saka hatizivi here kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016 asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi e-passport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyanei nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo kunoku ke okukhulunywa ngujonga namhlanje sikukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi-5678 ngabantu abahloliwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi-328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi-130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebejujwe iJackson kumbe ngithi abajove iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,980,917 bese kusithi asebehlatshwe isibili bayi 2,998,638 so singathi-ke abantu abangani baphila legciwane le-COVID-19 bayi 42,666 ye kunye njalo njengoba ujonge tshilo lapha sakhuluma lesizalo sezimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke kwikampani ekhangelana ezempilakahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa yi-eland LLC so khona ngapha-ke kwele melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya-ke amapassport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulodaba lwamapassport lakho sizakhuluma ngakho-ke namhlanje khonokho ukuthi kambe udaba lolu lwamapassport luya ngaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo-2016 umgabe wakwakwenza khonokho kwaba le-electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngaphi singazijonga ukuthi amapassport lawa aqonda ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza le-Japan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ubona njani jonga konke lokhu
inyaya yakaoma Gibbs yokuthi vana vezimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo iye zvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work this new electronic passport will be in place, which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, in April, you know, the former late president, Robert Mugabe, actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, were going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. Mm-hmm. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabweanness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody had to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of these electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for a certain team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amahlolo Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you were playing with, you know, like Thulani Biyancube and others?
Yes, Thulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints, and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Cele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there's a young man. He came here, you know, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko Jthemba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sangabafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni.
Hayi ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akutshela ukuthi kathi siwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kathesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engiyisebenzelayo kuthiwa yi-Norton Healthcare, i-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
Singathi uyenzani sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okwakathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zona ezama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntambo ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khonaphana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kumenjani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kwabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona, but I see yami. Hayi imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngenye la i-industry khona phe America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula nguma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulu-mkhulu wekhampani, labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubona abakhulukhulu sibili babe bekhangela into ezinjani, nxa ungakuthatha nje okuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesibona ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi kube ngabe engasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibini nxa kuyukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yeah, so ke siyabona njalo le nkampani yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. yini le ukhuluma ngempofu, something like that, eh?
Yeah. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu, so ngakubona kufanele ukuthi ngiqalise company le ngike ninike okhokho okuyimbijana. Yeah, iland iyancedisa khonokho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini engisebenza kiyo, or ngincedisa abanye aba-out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza i-business, ngoba hhayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Ye, khonapho ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela, so kwini ngathi ungathi unceda uZulu sibili unceda abantu khonokho kwema-hospital kwezibhedlela?
Yeah, hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalowo lapha ama-patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful, ngibancedise sibili ama-patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyawuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngimeceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, khona phana ngisuke nxa usilungiswa kwezibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho?
Ye, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani ele-computer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe silungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebanika i-information upatient ekhona phana. Into kwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo uyabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye, ungathini ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene? Ye, so there you are, Junga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah. Ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita, Gibbs. Unoziva tikatarisa nyaya yekudzidza vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asisakwanisa kunge achibatika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari, aiwa, ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina, nokuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo ruri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's see this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. So okay, subtara ke uti upong uti konoko ugatu kuluma. Ufaya na Shona nje. Briefly, za unika 2 minutes.
Yeah. Andafara nekuwa pano, zitara ngudinon zitawanda chitapa. Ndinoshandira mno Louisville, Kentucky. Ndinoshandira company nonzi not in healthcare. Kwa ndinaita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvecompany yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tongongorere company toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo. My business decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science undergrad, ku graduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neniwo, ndo ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years. Ndo tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bora chitapa, wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga nwaka, handi nda supporter chete. Ndakakura nchitamba bora mblawayo, atakura kune Gwavalanda, ndo kwa takakurira, kumusha kumondoro. But ndichikura Gwavalanda, atakanyazo kura si, chairo tichi, tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders, mawiru andakazoita kuno kwa America, ndakatobatsirwa ni Islanders, nima connections ayo. Jinduye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndakatembe ndakatutambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo chayo first team, but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezve muno mumabhizinesi, saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi nayo.
Ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei?
Ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro. Ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University. Ndoma shukira ndakaita.
Ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi. Taura tinzwe kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei?
Ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku. Nenyaya yekuti mabhuku emaths, estatistics inyango ma sciences ndo andino tokurudzira nyekuti anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaunokadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers.
Une company inonzi Eland LCC, taura nayo, taura
isuitirana mhofu wemkono wekumondoro, saka pandakatangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Eland, inobatsira nezvemakompyuta muzvipatara imomo, ndakaitangisa 2008, saka ndakangoti better timbo idedza kuti inzi Eland LLC as a nod to my ancestors ari kuZimbabwe kumondoro, kuti ndo zvataakuitawo izvi. Eland LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California nekuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudi?
Aiwa, mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya yekuti kumaZimbabwe ese kana muri muAmerica sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Eland ivanoiti land of opportunity, saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana, chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe, munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai.
Tawanda, thank you very much giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga. So the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Chandifadza Gibson ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera, saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu.
He really does his best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiva, vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes,
Gibson, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know, that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwanya kunjalo ke red list la areas yozulukandaba ekati kulunywa lilizwe lePilitane siyakwazi ukuthi Zimbabwe lamhlanje lamanye amazwe akususiwe ku list yangkona le njengokuthokajonga siyabona sibili lapha ke kulombiko ovela ku-Agence France Press, le Reuters, le Associated Press, but yes, okunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatestwa etholakala enganingamanga kuhle kangako balakho ukuthi bathi ekhaya kumbe avalelwe lapho avalelwa khona, kodwa ke khaya i-good news, Jonga.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumidzwe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kusouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambiswa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo. Pavaine nyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanzi hadzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga uchirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa. Vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo, asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unoramba wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti ivo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemwari atingati granditarise ndi
stock market
yes ndinyatsoweringa ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chiinda zva kuti nyika dzakawanda mashezi au adzo ati kwirei vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashe ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iroro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from accessing Britain, USA and other nations. So there was so much concern about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president, Robert Mugabe, launched a similar program in 2016. And indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries. And there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia who is actually a Zimbabwean who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Yeah, kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nezuro, takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti ivo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanirwe zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nokuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodi, asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iwoyo kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo anzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwemapassport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapasipoti mabhuku anga aripo iye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja Gibbs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
How are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by President, former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that. And we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko, and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it did not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that we're costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the dictates of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passport like this year, and some had already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into Uatin, Mama Kurma, Sindy Velocolampos, and I go over Ovosmozi, Espand. Uatin, a conoco civilly, always an ally. Call it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ukubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusese ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko ukubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyi. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sona leso. Sokubuyile kade singe ngesikhathi sababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asikho ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa eZimbabwe yodwa. Yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokusiya khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthiwa i-passport, i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is manakala sikhona pano ye abantu bengakhala kathi sithi ah manje dina abanye phela besikhosada uthatha ama passport lawa ngama $318 kathi sithi sobele sithinje sithathe lawa aze $100 the $200 emergency yangkhona sokushaya ezikhwameni khona kwana yiko ke sokumele kona kubuye ke kuboniswane ngoba uhulumende lo okaba umnanga ukukhuluma lo wathi yena uhulumende olalela so akubonisane ke sibone kona kuyini okwenzakala ubana kuncediswane abantu bancediseke labo abasanda kuthatha kathesi sibone singamancedisa njani ngoba anti kuthiwa kona i-inspiring lokuzethu yangkhona ngu-December 2023 okujesu lisisilo mnyaka iminyaka emibili phakathi lapha kungakafiki leso sikhathi so ngasona lesi sikhathi abantu kumele bebonisane kufakwe ama-ideas ubani uhulumende sibone kona kuyini angakwenzela abantu ubana akhushine labo abantu abasanda kuthatha kube sithi labo vele kade sebevele bathatha kudala sokuza-expire labo kuba lula ngoba sebengena kubani i-passport kuhle kuhle kodwa labo abathethe kathesi kubonakala ukuthi kona kuyini okwenzakala ukuthi nabancediseki nalabo abavele beselayinini kathesi bengasangeni kuleyana behle bengene kona lawa amatsha okuthi ngisuthi kona uhulumende kusomele ababisele izimali zabo nxa ebebhadale i-318 liyana abesebembisela i-200 emuva asale-ke esebhadala whether nge-100 kumbe nxa efuna ubhadale i-200 kube njalo so konke lokhu izinto ezingahlala phansi zikhulunyiswane ziboniswane.
Yes, I was a joker. Maybe I'm a criminal against
you. You know, Gibbs, imwenya iri kuchemwa nevanhu. Rakani botanga nati kuna honorable Swanda. I mean, dakuti honorable Swanda. Kuna honorable mutaure nyune rurimi rweshona. Zvamango taura izvo muchirungu neisindebele. Dendo zokanda mumwe mvunzo wandandi nawo.
Ndatenda. Zvanani taura kuti gungu tinoziva kuti nyaya ipassport yakatanga kudhara kuchiri na baba vamugabe vachiri president wenyika tatoona even kumasocial media panapa mifananidzo ichitenderera yababa vamugabe vechiito commissioner mushina wacho vana registrar general vacho vaiva mudete na vice president nenguva idzodzo vanga vari baba vamunangagwa na baba mupoko asi hapana zvakazoitika mashure mazvo izvozvo saka hapana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambotangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzari kuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda kuepassport maelectronical passport iwavo ndo anova kutoshanda saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure katichingoti aiwa isusu tanga tineedu iyoyi because hatirarame toga katinorarama in a global village saka chinhu chakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyaya iyoyo yakuitika munyika dzese asi hurumende yakufanwa kuti ichititarisa manje kuti right ko ava vazotora mapasipoti avo manje manje ava gore rino iri kana kuti vamwe vaifanwa kutora gore rinouya iri vochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara $318 asi aya mapasipoti manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200 saka ipo paya kunofanwa kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana hurumende iyi yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ngatiti titanga kuchiudza kuti aiwa apa dai tadai ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chichatipa pundudzo tese sevana vezimbabwe tichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorarama tose.
Mubvunzo wandanchida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapasipoti iyaya tonzwa kuti havai navo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvozvo kuti dai vabvumiswa kuti pasipoti yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurenyuwa okutora nyowani zvii zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndo zvananditaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapasipoti ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndingada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vati aa iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiridhe kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi maepassport ipo paya ndopapachazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti inini chikurusa ndechokuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ndopatichazofanirwa kutaurana nehurumende manje kuti right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chaiyo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatichazofanira kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasipoti avo manje manje But I was not my daughter. What do any ragged ones? I was just over the 389. Out of my $100, you are the 200 that I'm a cheat and a machine machine. So I know this is not a regard, no gatrika, but I think it's not a gatrika passing.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Isicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe umama ukhethiwe Bebe. Mabebe, ungawutshona njani mama?
Ndiyatshona baba, dubele njani?
Sitshonile, ye. Akutsho wena ukuthi ama-electronic passport lawo wabona njani?
Okay, okokuqala ndithanda ukubingelela ubaba uChuma, ngimbonge ukuthi ukhona lapha ngoba he's the right person ukuthi ngimtshele lokho engifisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma. Baba Chuma, mboni ngani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumende uyalalela, hayi ujayele ukusitsho kakhulu, and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumende if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga useyi-implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumende wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezimali ezibanjwayo and so forth, kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama-passport asezothatha 10 days. It's an everything. Kuyaphuma ama-headline, passport wars come to an end. If at all likwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube la ma-challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili, babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqali likubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku-expecte ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele, of which ama-results angkhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana beZimbabwe.
Njalo nakhona kukuthi wena i-passport yakho ime njani, khuluma la ngakho khonokho mama.
Yebo, i-passport yami ngi-applyele i-passport ye-318 through i-embassy and ngo-July I went ngizama ukuthi nge-collector, of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i-passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama-corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, i-passport is pending. And i-passport, my sister, u-applyele ngo-2019, kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezika-June sisiyale, of which layo eyakhe is pending. But le ka-2019 yayiyi-normal passport nje, of which so kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo, and khonapho ngo-2019 e-applyela lakho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama-passport kakuthothwe apho ayaphuma, of which as I'm talking is almost 3 years ayiphumanga. So khonapho ke abantu bancediswa njani?
Yes, sizwe ke Golide khonapho ukuthi Golide, what has to happen here? Because Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $380. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in under such circumstances, What has to happen, college?
I think from a simple layman's point of view, passport in a rapum. Passport in corner. Oh, James, I'm going to $118. It changed yet. But today, 200, the passport again, Conapuconap. You go men against the Galaconogo, you go men of Kulinisan, or Huluman, or Nogo, and I've been flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Would the Lababand that is basically apply the Papa Lima Liz? What have been a guy in the Mapasu Law? The Basibens in Ama E Passport down corner. Baby selling Ama changes money Zabo and the Liz at the base Patalini. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do. And I'm going to Huluman, and I will still want to win the Conoco. I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister, Mabebe, who was saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the E passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200. So which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do. And government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times, we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, National House of Funza, Honorable Chumai Papo, Wafunza, Bana Amai. We put you, Munaninga Badra, $300 yake. Asi passport aisati yabuda panambotaura dziri kumonoka kubuda pai zvi zvingaitwa ndanzwa kunga ona rapanga aitsanangura kuti dai zvaigoneka munhu iye aingozochiti since anga kabhadhara achida passport yechimbi chimbi oitirwa yechimbi chimbi passport yake ozodzoserwa change $100 hamene kuti zvinozobudirira here tsanangura itinzwe neshona honorable Chuma.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah, I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation, but look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that, because they were saying that okay, we've moved from the older passport to the E passport, so the situation is there. Government has gathered the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it. And this is talking about Rimi Registration. And those are not the one who are going to be able to get a baby, who are going to be able to get a baby, who are going to be able to get a passport, who are going to be able to get a passport. I see, who are going to be able to get a passport. Saka iwo ngavachigadzwa ipassport yavo yechimbi iyoyo asi vechizodzoserwa change yavo $118 government yosara ne$200 yayo. Saka ipo paya ndopatoka hunge tichionesana nehurumende kuti tozviita sei. Tinoziva kuti at times zvinoneka kuti mari ibude, asi apa mari ngaibude, because kune vamwe vanhu vachauya kuzotanga kubhadhara mapassport manyuwa nevana kana vechibhadhara, nekuti hurumende yanga atora mari yakudhara. Ngavachitora mari iyoyo vochirimbesa vanhu ivavo vanga vata sei vanga vabhadhara kudhara. Ndofunga account dzacho dzikadaro dzinogona kubhalansa chero accountant akaita sei anoibhalansa chete balance sheet yake iyoyo, kuti uyo auya kuzobhadhara yake $200 yaya, tobva tatura $200 yaya toidzosera mabhebhe iwewe change yako $118. Saka iyo $118 yako imi yacho yochipinda kugoza, handi yanga yatopinda muhome yehurumende kudhara. Saka there must be those kind of logistics dzinogona kuitikwa ipapo.
Mapepe yasutiseka yini ngakonoko?
Yebo, nyasutiseka. And if I'm allowed, bengicela nje ukubuza ukuthi in the event yokuthi ipassport isi ready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected, ngase mbadele. So still kabe kulokhu ku possible yini ukuthi Na is the process we appeal, but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because we have possibility ya kona loko. Number two, kwenye bengwe nukuku fela kumbuku kubuza, kuba abuthuma lapha ngani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende. Ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora. Siyabona lapha amanye ama-embassy akwanisa ukuthi becharge the same amount baprocessele abantu becollect eyethu. Kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde atravel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mhm. Ngaba futhi ngolide isikhathi sesidlokumango ingena khona ama golide.
Right. Ngiyamuzwa that way. I think vele okufe yikubona ukuthi kulo nami. Nga ebe ngayi college passport iloku isizwe zikahulumeni. Uhulumeni kase ayithatha ipassport lana ayidabule. Amenzele ipassport le entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe ngiyakhona ke sikhulumile ngoba akusizi belo lapho bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde bese hayi eduka futhi uzowenza yini, it becomes unfair. So yikho ngade ngikhuluma ukuthi hayi uhulumeni lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wena angakwala konke konoba izinto ezivuniseka lula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuluma ngakho okwaba form lani yikho lapho ade ngikhuluma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapho esisuka kwabana sithi bona ye so sikho ukuthi ama-sanctions oda yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sishwama ukuthi bona sithwele nzima kulezinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi bona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane. Kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu targeted. Into le ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So ke maphephe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana nohlelo.
Hayi siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandle libusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka nabo ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayi nyabonga.
Siyabonga Jonga.
Gift, the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBZ to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going to take the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who's Bank ABC. So, in this point, government banks with CBZ, and so that's why they say no. You will have to go and pay your money away at CBZ because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that bank. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it can't say simple method of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know.
No. RBZ is a mandatory authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
So, government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General's Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party. Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Gibbs Kribe in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.